Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 22 of Sports Talk with BT and Subi. Got Subi a little off guard there.
Yeah.
Happy late birthday, Stu.
Oh, thanks, BT. Officially 21 for the boys.
Yeah, 20. Officially, this is now a 21 plus rated.
Nah.
Nah, not yet.
Nah.
All right. Well, since we've been gone, shout out Kelly Clarkson.
Since we've been gone,
we're gonna start with college football. And it's not really nothing to do with the actual sport, but they have officially announced that the new EA Sports college football video game will be coming out this summer. A lot of speculations swirling around a June 7th possible release.
Yeah,
which that would just be hype. But so, just in honor of that coming back, I was one of the biggest fans of NCAA Football 14, as Stuvie knows. I played it all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's considered one of the best sports games of all time.
Yes.
I mean, that's what creators, like YouTube creators.
I probably have like 3,000 hours on that game.
Yeah.
So
I wish I had it, but you know, I don't have an Xbox.
For all the dynasties I've had, we're going to do a list of our top five potential teams to do a dynasty with. We're going to choose Oklahoma and Iowa State in that. Yep. Well, so we're going to choose separate teams than those. So Stuvie, you can go ahead with one with your first team.
Obviously we have Iowa State. Favorite teams, of course. I got South Dakota State.
Yes, because there is a lot of speculation right now.
Yeah, I currently go to South Dakota State, so it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, FCS teams will be in the game.
Probably move them into like the Big 12 or.
Yeah, that would be fun if you could do promotion or relegation with the conferences.
Yeah,
that would be the Vanderbilt going to the.
And then, Marshall, of course. Yeah. Marshall was like, it's one of my favorite football movies of all time. We are.
Marshall, let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
Oh, yeah, McConaughey.
You get that, yeah.
That means this next team's Texas.
Four, I got Boise State playing that blue field. They're a young football team.
And they also have an underrated thing, a lot of uniform possibilities, too, with that.
Yeah. Yep. And they're kind of like one of my top five favorite teams growing up.
Not mine. Obvious reasons.
Fiesta Bowl. All right, well, is this the Fiesta Bowl?
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. And then Nebraska. So I could
Rebuild Nebraska.
Take Nebraska back and have Thomas become a god tier tight end.
I think you only have for like 2 years. So you have to turn him. He has
three more years.
Oh, 3 more years?
Yeah.
Hopefully
he had a medical red shirt, and then he had a red shirt.
Yeah, so hopefully he doesn't nobody goes and offers him a $5 million.
I'll pay him 20.
No. Whoa. He's using a whole NIL fund. Yeah. All right, well, I'll go with mine. Obviously, I would choose Oklahoma. My one FCS team, I'm going to choose Idaho because they were in NCAA 14. They were in all the old NCAAs playing in that Kibbe Dome. Just, so many good memories of winning championships in that Kibbe Dome. Then I have a couple that would be new additions, have never been in an NCAA football, and Appalachian State. They're a new addition. They came in after. And I would also choose Sam Houston State. You have ability to build a brand new college football program in Texas. You have a lot of good recruiting options there in Texas.
Former FCS national champions, right?
Yeah. And then you could throw them in. After you turn them around, you could throw them in the SEC. You could throw them in the Big 12. I mean,
bro, what the fuck? Sorry, I'm just reading this. It says report former superstar NFL running back Adrian Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
A retail sale.
Yeah.
A real estate sale in Houston where he will be selling multiple pieces of memorabilia, including his MVP trophy, rookie of the year trophy, and offensive player of the year trophy. Bro, what the fuck?
And then, what? So I was at four, right? Oh, this is a tough one. I'll just say two more. One of them's Rutgers. You can go and rebuild a program. You can go experience a new Big Ten with USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon. That would be fun. You get to go travel. And then My last one, I would go with probably Coastal Carolina. You get to go play on that teal field. Same reason you chose Boise State. They have multiple
uniforms. We both have to choose Eastern Washington.
Facts.
For the red field.
Oh, my God.
The red field, BT.
Yeah, so it'd be fun. Maybe we might have some future content for this channel when that game comes out.
Yeah.
On online dynasty between the both of us.
Live streaming on YouTube, question mark?
Oh, maybe. I'll have to live stream through one of our perspectives. I don't know whose perspective it would go through.
It'll be yours.
My perspective? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so we are back. Last week we did our mock draft. Yeah. And now we're going to do our normal seven round team mock draft.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to get this loaded up here. 7 rounds. All right. Well, we don't have any control over any of this. Okay.
So. Yep.
Drake May goes number one. I mean,
bruh.
Caleb Williams. The Cardinals don't take Marvin Harrison. Brock Bowers goes to Chicago. Byron Murphy up to number 11.
Dude, he's beginning some first round hype. I would not be surprised at all.
Dallas Turner falls to 15. And Daniel said Raiders, that would be good.
All right, so I'm up. So scroll down a little bit.
This is all who is here.
All right, slow down, dude.
Jim McCarthy's here.
With the first pick, I think we go offensive line. So I go to tackles.
I mean, I've been seeing a lot of mock drafts with this player, yeah. Tyler Guyton, going to Steelers.
I think we'd go to Marius Mims. But I'd also be happy with Tyler Guyton. But I think I'm going to go Marius Mims just for – yeah, you can match him up with – shit, what's his name? Our first-round pick this year.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Georgia offensive lineman.
I'm fucking blank. Broderick Jones.
Yeah. I was going to say Darnell Washington, but that's a tight end.
I mean, teammate.
Yeah.
He's kind of a tackle, just a tight end tackle.
I mean, so my Texans are on the clock with the Cleveland Browns pick. I could see there is a lot of smoke of them trading this pick for an elite wide receiver.
Yeah.
Maybe a certain player that initials are JJ who is unhappy at Minnesota if they don't re-sign Kirk Cousins.
I doubt that'll happen.
But in this case, I don't think they will, so I'll have them taking Brian Thomas. Which Liatu Latu is dropping. Oh, he goes to Dallas.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's just like the injuries.
Penix goes 45 to the Saints.
Where'd Tampa go?
It's 49ers.
First round? Okay.
All right. Steelers on the clock.
So I think I'm going to go Kamari Lassiter here.
Okay, go Kamari.
Good corner from
Georgia. I can see the guys going Edrin Cooper here too.
Yeah, I think corner is a bigger need than linebacker, so I'm gonna go Kamari. All of this also depends on like who we pick up in free agency too. So
I would go with Jonathan Brooks, but I am pretty confident we're gonna sign Saquon Barkley based on the fact that he just started following a bunch of people in Houston. Braylon Trice is dropped. He's down to 66.
Kieran Amagaji.
He's also dropped.
A good one, too.
Who's here for tight end?
Benson.
Nothing yet. We got the wide receiver need done. I'm going to go with Junior Colson here. A really good linebacker
from Michigan. Yep.
Or championship DNA when you're trying to build it there, especially when you're trying to turn into a competitor. All right, back-to-back picks for us here. So you go next. You go first.
Okay, so I mean, Jeremiah Trotter. He's probably a top five linebacker in this draft class. And
so that's what
Steelers. Yeah. Steelers need a linebacker. So I think we go like Jeremiah Trotter.
I think if he's here, I think you take Tavondre Sweat here.
Yeah, I mean, bring him back to Texas.
Keep him in Texas.
Line him up with
Mason McCormick, South Dakota State guy, Stuve.
Yeah.
Let's see where he goes.
He's been Packers. Green Bay with Tucker Kraft, his former teammate.
All right, Steelers back-to-back picks.
All right, go to quarterback.
Yeah.
All right, go to best available. I start scrolling down very slowly. Okay, so like I see Kalen King right here, but he's had like a very rough Senior Bowl, and yeah, he just hasn't proven much. So I'm gonna keep scrolling down. But that's kind of surprising. Cooper Beebe, yep, I'm a big Cooper Beebe guy. I'm surprised he's still down here, the fourth. I would take him in a heartbeat in the third or fourth round. I really like him, so. How about you, BT? What about your fourth round pick?
It's yours, sir.
Oh, shit. Ha! Okay, keep going down. What should I do now? I'm gonna go Tyler Davis from Clemson. He's big. I think he's like 6'2".
So two Clemson picks here.
Yeah. We need a replacement for Cam Hayward. You know what I mean? And I think Tyler Davis can fill that in.
Well, I guess I have close picks here. So I think for this one, I'm gonna go and you can get good running back depth with Braylon Allen. I think he's gonna be a steal in my opinion. Out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin produces running backs really well historically into the NFL. I think you go Braylon Allen here for a good power back. And then that leaves us here. I think here you go, you need a tight end. I think Dalton Schultz will be back, but you can get a Ben Sinol that can sit behind him.
Well, plus so, you can play fullback too.
Yeah, he can play H-back for you. So I think you take Ben Sinol here. All right, I'm back on the clock. Okay. I think we basically hit a lot of the team needs here. Oh, let's see what we have for linebackers here. I could see Steel Chambers here or Jalen Ford, but I think it's way too early. I'm going to draft Walter Rouse out of Oklahoma here. He showed incredible effort throughout the year. He's just going to be a backup. I think Oklahoma develops really good linemen, typically under our offensive line coach. So I think you take a shot. Even if he's just a backup, it's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
All right, Steelers are on the clock.
All right, scroll down. Fuck it. We're gonna do it. Homer, go Isaiah Davis.
Isaiah Davis.
He's like probably the best FCS running back prospect from the last couple years.
Did I see that right?
What?
Oh, the Chiefs take Frank Gore Jr.
Oh my god. yeah, Isaiah Davis is a dog.
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 I think here you just take Curtis Jacobs. You need linebacker depth.
Mm-hmm.
Then here you go, Stuve.
Go to linebacker.
Tualia. Take Tualia.
I go best available.
Okay.
Scroll down, please. Go to quarterbacks. Go to quarterbacks.
Jason Beans and I didn't even know Jason Beans leaving Kansas.
I think he has to. Yeah, probably Talia.
Talia.
Yeah. Talia Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. My last pick here. I think you just take the person out of Texas here and you go Tyler Owens for your safety. There you go. That will end our 7-round mock.
See what our draft grades are. BT, you got a B+?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Okay, but to be fair, like Cooper Beebe in the fourth is a D+. That's kind of a little.
Yeah, but the homer pick killed you, dude.
I mean, yeah, but you know who gives a fuck that late. I like my drafts.
And then this is your the computer mock draft.
TJ Tampa to the Niners. Oh my god, dude.
Cooper DeJean, number 6.
Yeah, he's dropping, I think, in my opinion.
Quinyon Mitchell, number 12. Didn't even notice that.
Quinyon Mitchell, damn. Jaden Daniels at 13.
Computer. All right, that's one mock draft. And, I mean, now we got to move to an NBA mock draft. But I'm going to keep in mind, I don't know a lot about these prospects.
I only know, like, the first 2 rounds, maybe. Oh, no, the NBA mock draft.
What?
What'd you say?
Yeah, we're going to make our NBA mock draft.
Okay. Are we doing a tankathon?
Oh, tankathon. That's the name of it. Thank you. I was looking for it.
I think, like, my knowledge is like the first half of the first rounders.
Tankathon, NBA. All right. Are we going to do the lottery simulation too?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sim lottery.
Oh, wait. Okay. We can't even wait. Wait. What was that? I watched the Six Rings of Steel video real quick. You know what? We can just move on to our next topic and then we'll do this next. Okay. So the All-Star game was this weekend. Just a really bad week for All-Star weekend. It was just, besides, I watched CJ Stroud ball out. Boy can do anything. But they need to fix this All-Star game.
Yeah.
Just complete no defense played at all. They need to incentivize it. I mean, here's what I came, like, if players don't want to get hurt, right? I came to a solution for this. I think you should do 3-on-3. You have 18 captains, right? And then you have 24 total All-Stars. You could choose 12 from each conference, or you don't even have to do conferences. So you have 8 captains. You could do a big 3-on-3 tournament, 8 teams, single elimination.
No, I think it being by conference is perfect. My big thing for this is they're playing for nothing, like, you know what I mean?
They need to make it incentivized.
Yeah, like, you know, it sucks, but, like, you got to pay them to play it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they did it for the in-season tournament, and it got competitive, but... Or you could do what the MLB does. How the winner of their All-Star game gets the home field advantage.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think that you need to, like, incentivize it in order for it to become a competitive, because they're not playing for anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Would you play hard? It's Fanspo.
Fanspo. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's just like, you have to pay each player $500 or $1 million just for them to be competitive. You know what I mean? Like an incentive, which sucks because, you know, the All-Star game used to be awesome. It was kind of competitive the last couple of years with like Team LeBron's and them going for that certain number of points. But yeah. Also, Tyrese Halliburton should have won All-Star Game MVP.
Okay. I just think you got to incentivize it. That was in the dunk contest was a joke.
Oh, 100%, dude.
Like they need to.
I don't think the dunk contest judges were a joke.
Yeah.
I feel like they should make it a fan. High school dunks than Jaylen Brown did in the fucking dunk contest.
They should make it.
Mac Jones is a dunk that has never been like done before, and they gave him a fucking 48. Like, how the fuck?
I think personally, you gotta have the fans vote for it.
Yeah,
the fans should be able to vote for who competes in the dunk contest too.
Yeah, but then some players won't.
I saw a YouTube video. LeBron killed the dunk contest. Because back before LeBron, you saw Kobe did it, Michael did it, Julius Irving, all these superstars did it. And then LeBron turned it down, and you don't see any superstars doing it
at all. Yeah, well, I mean, like, you want the best dunkers, obviously. Like,
yeah.
But it's just stupid because, like, Jaylen Brown should not have been in the finals. It should have been Mac McClung, who won it, you know, and Jacob Toppin.
I don't think nothing will ever top the 2016, though.
Yeah, 100%.
That was peak.
It sucks because, like, the NBA, like, All-Star weekend is becoming a joke besides the three-point contest.
Yeah.
And even that, like, what was his name? Kenny Smith?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that guy. He literally, like, talks shit. Like, he's such a pessimistic son of a bitch.
You know what? It was entertaining watching Team Indiana win the – did you watch that?
Yeah.
They won the skills contest. I did like how they used to do it with the tournament, but
yeah,
fucking, I thought they weren't gonna hit that half court shot. They were. I didn't like how they were going through the line. I thought they were gonna like sell their chances because of that.
I was getting nervous. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, and then you got fucking. I really liked the Curry, Sabrina, and
Ionescu. Oh yeah. That was a good one. All right, we found it. You ready? We're gonna send the lottery here. Okay.
Yep.
Here we go. Nothing really changed, huh? Oh.
Oh shit. Okay. I like this.
We can use that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just
first round,
and then let's just do fan vote consensus. Okay.
All right. So number one, Alex Sarr.
Yeah, I think obviously he's gonna be number one, unless it's the Spurs that wins it. But
dude, this is probably. I mean, he's been like him. It's for like number one. It's been I've heard him, Nikola Topic, Zachary Risacher, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
But you know, with Sarr, he gives you a big center. You compare with, you know, he doesn't
even
have to play center. You know, he doesn't have to play center. He can play power forward along with Mark White.
Yeah.
And you have like one of the tallest.
That would be one of the tallest lineups. Like.
Yeah. You got a fucking 6'9 point guard.
Then six, you got, nine, what? How tall is Brandon Miller? 6'10?
6'6.
All right. Brandon Miller 6'6?
Yeah. The fuck? You thought Brandon Miller was 6'10?
He looks tall.
No, he's. I'll check right here. He is 6'7. He's a 6'7. 6'7'4. Okay. Then you got 7'1 Alexander Sarr. And then 6'10, 6'11, 7 foot Mark Williams. Dude, that'd be an exciting team.
Okay.
Number two, I think
I think you can choose Rashard here.
Yeah, I think Risacher goes here.
For this guy?
Yeah, Risacher.
It's Rashard, isn't it?
I don't know. BT.
I think it's Rashard.
He gives you great length. He's probably better than half of the players on the Wizards right now. I'm a big fan of. I'm not a big fan. BT and I don't really know much about this draft yet.
Yeah.
But I'm just making my.
We usually start learning more about the draft when it's April.
Yeah.
And they're actually doing a lottery.
Yeah.
Except when it's Stubby begging the basketball gods last year to get Victor Wembanyama.
Dude, yeah. My fantasy basketball name, tanking for Wemby. Didn't happen. I cried myself to sleep.
All right. Here, I think you select Topic here because you already have a shooting guard in RJ Barrett.
Yeah. It's just really, I think you go Topic here too. I think he probably has more upside, but I would not be surprised if Cody Williams went up here as well. He's a good shooting guard from Colorado. He is a brother of Jalen Williams. Yeah. But Topic, if he gets his 3-point shot down, he's going to be deadly, BT.
Yeah. And I think here, this isn't easy. I think you choose Matas Buzilas. Brazilis.
I'd go.
No, because they drafted guard multiple.
So they have lots of guards, okay?
Yeah.
And you go like go to power forward. There's not many power forwards.
No, not really.
Filipowski's not going this early. You go to center. I don't think Kleene is going quite this early. I don't think Yavis goes this early. You have to go the best available.
I think.
And the thing with Matis, it's just like this is shit, dude. Because like the Blazers just have lots of guards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think honestly, how tall is Reed Shepard? Go down. 6'3". Yeah, they're not picking up.
But they also do have the 13th pick to draft a big.
Yeah. This is true. So, because you got to look at their lineup, they have Shaedon Sharpe. They got.
I mean, maybe Scoot Henderson has a bounce. You rely on Scoot Henderson to have a good sophomore.
I think you should go like a. I think you could do.
I think you got
Cody Williams there.
Okay, Cody Williams.
Cody Williams, you could maybe scoot one of the either him or Shaedon Sharpe to the small forward.
Cody Williams is 6'8".
Yeah. Or do you want to go Matis just because?
Yeah, I think it's more of a team fit.
Go with the size.
No, I don't think we can.
Yeah, you can.
Escape. No. I guess we're gonna have to draft them.
No, wait. Is there like what's that thing in the right corner?
Right corner.
Right corner, like that orange thing.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Matis Buzelis. I think he's been playing with the G League Ignite. He struggles with a 3-point shot, but like that's something you could work on, and especially like with being a young team. You can focus on developing these.
Speaking of a team that I think you go Cody Williams here.
Yeah, Cody Williams doesn't slide this far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in this scenario,
Robert Dillingham going here.
Yeah, I like Robert Dillingham going here too. I could also see Stephen Castle.
I think like if you're the Spurs, you want to move up.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. And
you want to get Topich with Wembanyama. That would be ideal. Dude,
could you imagine them with Sar?
Oh, my God. That would be the Twin Towers approach.
Dude.
The old Duncan and Robinson.
Yeah. But I like Dillingham here. Then with the Grizzlies here, I think this is where you go center.
This early? I can also see Klingon?
I was gonna go with Yavis because he provides a good defense and he's like playing really good basketball this year at Baylor. I know this is like high for him, but I mean you could also go Klingon. Who do you think?
Well,
I think Klingon because of the upside and he's like 7'2".
Yeah, I would have to agree.
Yeah, let's go Klingon.
But they also say they do need a guard, and I could think Jacoby Walter could go here.
Yeah, but you have to think, right? You got John Morant the 1, Desmond Bane at the 2. But I mean, they could also go Jacoby Walter, get a good shooting guard, and maybe
you move Ron Holland here too.
I'd say Ron Holland would be a good fit here
because I mean, I don't think you would reach that for a center.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, Ron Holland's a pretty good fit in my opinion. Yeah. Another G League and night player.
Okay. So the Rockets on the clock. I mean, you need a point guard. I could see Collier going here, but he's not really performing.
I would choose Stephen Castle over Collier.
Yeah, I mean
Collier.
You also have Van Vliet,
disappointing freshman year.
I could see a possible reach for no, because you have Sengun. I don't know why Sengun's not on. Okay, contract over.
The reason it doesn't matter. For point guard, I don't even know if they're set on shooting guard. Jalen Green's been very let down. Yeah. So,
maybe you keep Jacoby Walter in Texas here.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Jacoby Walter, you put him at the 2, maybe put, maybe you can run a little point guard too.
All right, Hawks. I a lot of things should happen this offseason for the Hawks. There's a lot of smoke with Trae Young going to the Lakers.
Yeah.
I
think let's just keep this in mind that they're gonna like stay here. I think they go Reed Shepherd here.
Reed Shepherd. All right.
Get a good shooting guard along Trae Young.
Yeah.
Or
maybe you keep DeJounte Murray and build around DeJounte Murray. It's one of those two.
Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah, so there you go.
10th
Thunder. I think that they would trade these two picks.
Yeah.
But we can't really. I mean, let's see.
Or, hey. What's up? Let's just not do trades this time.
Okay, no trades.
So, I
can honestly see Filipowski going here.
Filipowski. Go to centers. I could see Donovan Kling or Yavis going right here.
I think
get a good
you would rather have you have Chet. So maybe you want somebody a little shorter on the shorter end. So I think Messi goes here.
Yeah. What else do they need to say? Yeah, Messi, because he gives you a good offensive and defensive. They'd be like one of the better defensive teams in the country. So yeah, I like Messi here.
All right. And then they're here with number 11.
I think you'd get a point. Shea's a shooting guard, so yeah, I get a point guard here. I think Stephen Castle.
Yeah, would be a good fit. I mean, Shea can run the two. I mean, Giddey's
six man.
Yeah, he is not really performing unless he
comes back next year into something. I don't think he'll.
Okay, the Bulls need a lot.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of people's contracts. Alonzo Ball will be back.
DeMar's contract's up. They're gonna
I think DeMar's gone.
Yeah.
I think you either choose one of these two power forwards here, Filipowski or Salu.
Honestly, I go Collier.
Collier here?
Yeah. I mean, Lonzo, I don't know. Well, we don't know when he's coming back.
I think Lonzo might be back next year.
Next year, yes. But like, you also, like, you know, he's injured. And Isaiah Collier, you get a big boom, right?
Yeah.
There's not much of a floor with him. He can play very good basketball. Here, I think this is where Kleinian goes.
Yeah.
I don't think Kleinian falls out of the lottery.
Yeah, there you go. All right. The Clip Pelicans with the Lakers pick.
Go to guard. I spent 3 days in the college.
Furphy has been going up draft board. He has been performing really well for Kansas. Yep.
He's having that.
But in my opinion, he's just a Grady Dick.
That's what I was about to say. He's Grady
Dick. If you want him to develop, I could see Pelicans taking him to develop him here, but
I think
it's a little early.
I go to point guard. I like the idea of DJ Wagner right here, but I think it's a little too early.
Yeah.
I don't think Kyle Filipowski goes here. Dalton Connect, that stands out to me because the Pelicans are a good team, and you can get that good small ball three. Maybe play my shooting guard.
Yeah, with CJ.
They'd be more. I go Connect here.
All right, Magic. You don't need a power forward. I could see Ryan Dunn going here for the defense.
Yeah, I like Ryan Dunn here for the defense. He's a very good defensive player. Yeah, his offensive stats might not look sexy, but you have plenty of enough offense on the Magic, but you pick up some defense.
Now this pick, I could see either one of these, TJ Seluan or Kyle Filipowski going here.
I think Filipowski would be better. Let me go scroll down though. Yeah, I'd probably go Filipowski.
He's balling out at Duke right now.
Yeah, he is. I like this fit him and the Heat would be great, honestly. Yeah.
And then we have the Pacers pick. But with the Raptors.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stu.
I don't care. I go to power forward or go to center.
They would not choose Zach Edey. I think you would rather have Khalil Ware.
Yeah, It's for a stretch.
He is a lot younger.
Yeah. I will have Zach Edey in this mock draft, though.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. No doubt.
I like Khalil Ware. You know, this team has lots of holes in it, but, like, you really don't have that center, that franchise center.
I could see Kevin McCullough going here for defense.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not the guy. Never mind. I'm not thinking of him.
Go with...
I could see Zach Edey going here, though.
Let's go with a solid one.
Yeah, I don't think he falls this far.
I don't really know much about him at all.
Me either,
to be honest.
So, but if they're ranking him 12th, I think we have to eventually pick him.
Yeah, and like, you know, you could set him up along a Okongwu or Capella and have Jalen Johnson at the 3, and then Reed Shepherd at the 2, Trey at the 1.
You need a center. I could still see it.
No, Mitchell Robinson was good when he was playing.
You also need I mean.
I think this would be a good place for Kevin McCullough defensive-wise.
Yeah. He probably could win Defensive Player of the Year in the Big 12.
Yeah. He almost averages a double-double every night. He's
senior here, 22 years, played championship basketball at Kansas.
Yep. You get a good defensive player, so like McCullough, point guard. I think you go Proctor.
Okay. I agree.
I think I like Proctor over Wagner. Wagner's a little more raw, but Proctor is like kind of that.
And the 76ers don't want a raw guy, really.
Yeah, they want to compete. So I think you got Proctor here.
And the Knicks are back.
They're back. They're back.
I could see. So who did we pick? McCullough. So they're not going to want. Maybe you go Wagner here to sit behind somebody, but I mean. I really like I think Zach Edey could be the pick here, honestly.
How many more years are on Robinson's contract? Go down the current roster. 3.
Well, who's your backup?
Isaiah Hartenstein.
Contract over. This is his last year.
Fuck it. We'll do it. Go for Edey.
No. I think they go guard.
Okay, so
who do you think, McCain or Wagner?
Okay, so their starting shooting guard is DiVincenzo, right?
Yeah, let's see who they have for shooting guards here. Maybe a Furphy pick here.
Yeah.
If he goes and performs well in March, which we are quickly approaching.
Go to small forward.
Then you have all those.
I said small forward, not power forward.
Why do they do that? It's like such a... There you go. It's so fucked up.
Why is that Clemson player? Maybe you go to all. Then scroll down.
Maybe they don't have him in here.
PG Hall. I could see PG Hall.
Okay.
But...
let's see what else they have for centers, I guess.
And Bradshaw's raw. I don't know if it's let's go. So I'm just gonna.
You know what? We should just do Zach Edey.
No, go to shooting guard. Furphy.
Yeah, I think he has a good march here.
Maybe he's already... take him like high upside. So. Yeah.
I mean,
I think DJ Wagner or Kane.
Who would you
hit on McCain? I hit info.
Info on McCain.
He's a good shooter, and he's 3 days into college. Wow. Cockstrap. Bruh, what the fuck? Okay.
Humble guard, great shooter, good rebounder, good passer, decent defender.
DJ Wagner info. I think... If you're wanting to compete, I think you go to Jared McKinnon because he's a little more safer prospect. And he
can shoot better. You want
DJ Wagner's kind of that more raw prospect. So, Jared McKinnon here. And who do we pick first with the Pelicans?
Dalton Connect.
I think you go a guard here. I think DJ Wagner.
Yeah, DJ Wagner.
Or could you put, we'll go DJ Wagner here. Could you imagine Zach Edey?
Dude, honestly, I could see him doing this for the memes.
Dude.
Because let's see who you have. Who do you have as your backup? I mean, you have...
No one.
You mean you have Brook Lopez, but he'll be there for one more year.
Go with... So point guard's good, shooting guard. I mean... power forward. Let's just go Edie. I mean... You want like a... Yeah, go Edie here. Motherfucking... dude... This would be wild if this happened. Nuggets, they're going to pick the best player available.
Tyler Smith.
Or, like, you know...
Let's see this guy. Hold on. Super athletic. I think you would want a defender, right?
Yeah, you want a bench piece. Go X out of him or close it. And then, there, can you reposition the screen a little bit? Like, scroll down. Yeah. So, in my opinion, you would want an older player in this position. Maybe you think Devin about an Osiri Igadu Adaro.
See what he says.
I think he's a defensive player.
Athletic, right? Lob threat, post scoring, solid defender. Solid. Can't shoot.
Yeah, but like you don't really need shooters on this team. You know, you got like lots of shooters. So I could see them like him. I could see him like drafting him.
Player comp, bad finger, John Collins.
what the fuck? Okay, close out of it. He's probably my.
I mean, hold on. I want to look Tyler Smith here. Let's see what they say about him. Shot creation, solid high floor, but not a ton of upside.
Yeah. I just think you go with the older player. You want like that more defensive player. And it's.
I think maybe it's him.
Yeah, I'd go with Sarri. And they have a tendency of reaching for players. I mean, it's not a big reach, but it's a reach.
Oh, yeah. Look, even this guy says best fits. Denver's on there.
Yeah, that's what I see. BTN, I'm a basketball dude. Okay. Washington Wizards.
They chose us forward. So I don't think you would be in for. Wait, Rocher, he's a small forward, right?
Mm hmm.
Who's this guy? Let's see him. Wendell Carter Jr., Jalen Williams.
I don't think they'll draft him because they got Bilal.
I guess that's fair. Maybe.
I think they go guard here.
Carlton. Hold on. Let's see a better. Okay. Well, decently quick. Does this dude have a ceiling or floor? Shades of Jalen Green. Mid to late first round. I mean, he's young.
Closing of the guards. Point guards, I should say.
I mean, maybe Trey Alexander?
No way. I think you go Carlton Carrington here. Just that he's young.
AKA Bub, don't you know?
Bub Carrington, yeah. I think you just go with the upside, you know what I mean? He's a young player.
Hopefully he'll be better than Johnny Davis, we know that.
Yeah.
Bust.
Okay. Cavs.
I think this is where they go with a backup point guard. Or go to Devin Carter.
Let's see. Solid shooter. His jumper is weird right now, but shots are falling. I don't know if it will translate good to the
perimeter NBA. Defense. Yeah, I think they take him. They take the good perimeter defense.
Yeah.
This team does not lack offense whatsoever. So getting that good backup defensive point guard, I think, would help this team a lot.
There you go. The Jazz. I could see them going to small forward here. Maybe Tyler Smith.
Bowie Clinton catches my eye.
A little bit of Lauri Markkanen, Michael Porter Jr. Let's see.
Go to Deron Holmes.
Deron Holmes. Let's see. Naz Reid and Al Horford.
I like Deron Holmes here.
All right.
He's a solid defender.
Yeah.
He can score the ball.
A bit undersized here at Dayton.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with Lauri, he can easily play the small forward position.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I think you either choose Bobby.
It's Bobby Clinton.
no comparisons. Let's see with this guy. Nick Batum. You want a Nick Batum or do you want a Michael Porter Jr.? I could, if this dude's comparing him to Michael Porter Jr., I feel like we should trust him.
I don't care, BT. It's up to you. I've been picking
Jalen Smith. Who's Jalen Smith? Oh yeah, he plays for the Pacers, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Jabari Smith.
Yeah, let's go him. Tyler Smith.
Tyler Smith. I don't think if he's up rated number 18, I don't think he's gonna fall to whether somebody.
You'd be surprised. Could remember they had a 30th, the last pick in the draft.
I mean, not the last pick of the draft.
Well, the first, this mock draft. Scroll down.
Maybe you're Aaron Bradshaw here?
No, because, I mean, maybe. But no, don't even.
Let's see what, I just want to read the analysis here. Adds up to, huh? I guess he's not projected very well.
If he was, no way he gets Jeff. My boy, Hunter Salas.
Nope.
No, I think you go like a small forward here. Or, because like small forward, shooting guard, you got Jalen Brown. Because, okay, point guard, you got Derek White, right?
Yeah.
Shooting guard, Jalen Brown.
Jrue Holiday is contract.
He's old.
Do you just go a development player here? Yeah, it's the 30th pick at this point.
Go with power. Go look at power forward.
I mean, this would be your best power forward available.
Yeah, I want to see my options, BT.
Okay, I'm sorry, Stu.
Yeah. Sounding good, Sonny. And Bradshaw, go to PJ Hill.
PJ Hill.
I think he's a stretch.
Dario Saric, Kelly Olynyk. Versatile offensive back who can just about hold his own defensively. Great screener and shooter. Good playmaker with low turnover rate. Not the biggest, but strong. Good shot blocker.
Because you can put him at maybe power forward.
I think Kelly Olynyk.
Maybe him at power forward and Kristaps at center. Go to small forwards. I don't think they go small forward. I think they'd go. Oh shit!
Let's see what they have to say about him. Shades of Bojan Bogdanovic.
Dude, it's my first time.
Not great getting to the rim, but could still catch and drive closeouts. Not a very good defender. Not very athletic, but kind of long and strong. Strength 3+. Archetype nickname. Oh, no. Okay, that's money scouting. Let's see what else there is. Is there any other Iowa State players you want to look at?
No. I think in this... All right, what do you think?
I feel like they would go a developmental player here. You have your team set.
I don't...
I just want to see Aaron Bradshaw. Maybe a project. Wendell Carter Jr., a bit of Chet Holmgren.
If you want to go developmental, go Isman Alamansa.
This guy?
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting Wendell Carter.
Or Bobby.
Yeah. I feel like you go. Or Bobby. Let's see. Let's see what they're saying about Bobby. They don't have any. Okay. Well, I feel like you go. I don't think you need small forward as much as you need power forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're both 6'10, so.
Yeah. I just think you go Isman here.
Is he Almansa?
And then that is our draft.
That is our mock NBA mock draft 1.0,
but we don't know anything about the prospects.
Actually, we know like top 15, probably.
Yeah, we did really well.
Once he gets past the lottery, it's kind of a.
So your boy's not going to be a lottery pick like you were saying a couple weeks ago?
Milan?
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think I think he could easily come in the first round. It's just, like, he has all the tools. I just wish he was better defensively.
St. Bonaventure sold. Fuck.
They lost?
Yeah.
OBT!
Don't worry, I'm going to win my $1 and $2 once James Madison wins.
What? TJ Bickerstaff?
What? Oh, okay. So that will move us on to our next topic. All right, it's time to Stuvie. You get to talk about your
wish I knew now what I
Iowa State Cyclones. I don't even want to talk about my Sooners, but I guess we're gonna have to. Iowa State Cyclones.
Body like a cyclone. All right, so, you know, Iowa State was on a, what, five-game winning streak?
Four.
And then we ran into the best team in the country. Go to the box score for this game and stats.
It was good. You guys surprised me. It was really competitive.
We were playing like shit in the first half.
Yeah.
I think if we didn't play I think if we didn't play as shit in the first half, I think we definitely could have won this game.
I mean, to be fair, you shot 52% from three, so maybe you should have shot more threes.
I want you to look at the free throws, buddy. They shot twice as many fucking free throws.
Do we gotta go over this, Stu? I've been saying the same. The Big 12 refs, you know, it's just Big 12 refs.
Like besides the free throws, like of this game, it was an amazing game. There was so many like bad calls that were called on Iowa State, and there was no calls. There was a couple no calls that were sus for the Houston Cougars. But I'm not even mad about this game because, like, in my opinion, Houston is the best team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, they're amazing. Defensively, one of the better teams in the country.
They're about to be ranked number one come Monday.
Yep. In my opinion, like, we lose this game because of the turnover battle.
Yeah.
And the free throws. Because there's a stat, or whenever Iowa State gets more than, like, 10 turnovers or 15 turnovers, we win, like, 95% of our games. This did not happen. Free throws, I think them shooting 17 more free throws and us losing by 8 points is a big contributor to this game. Shout out, what's his name? Jamal Sheed. He's a dog, BT.
Yeah.
Like, he is very, very good. We didn't even play bad. It's just we had a horrible first half.
You played against the best team in the country. Didn't even
play. Yeah. And, like, this is the closest
both game. These teams could be Final Four teams in my eyes.
Well, and I'm just getting to that. You know, Houston's the best, in my opinion, the best team in the
country. This felt okay. I know you're gonna say it, but this felt like a Final Four game.
Yes, it did. But my hot take, right? And people may call me crazy. I think Iowa State's a top five team in the country.
I completely agree. The way you guys played, not a lot of teams are going into Houston, Texas, and
this was like, the closest game Houston's had all year, like in a win.
Yeah, like
and at home.
At home, let's see how Texas lost by 20. Oklahoma State lost by 16.
Yep.
Kansas State lost by 20.
Mm-hmm.
UCF 15. Texas Tech. That's a really good Texas Tech team.
Yeah,
3 points.
Okay, the closest game they've had all year was against us at home.
34 for West Virginia.
Yeah, they were like their average margin of win at home in the Big 12 is 20 points.
Yeah.
And we lose to them by 8 points at home in a hostile environment. And you know what's funny? Houston fans at the same were calling us overrated when we literally beat them earlier on this season and we're ranked four spots behind them.
Yeah.
But like I said, the turnovers cost us, the free throws cost us, but us out rebounding Houston excites me because we're probably like this is probably our weakest one of our weakest spots.
I saw a video. It's like you two are the two most physical teams. Did you see the video of the recap of the Iowa State Houston game? And it's the one. It's like rugby basketball.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
But yeah, I just wish the game was a little better officiated. Like I'm not complaining whatsoever. Houston absolutely deserved this one. They are an amazing team, Final Four team in my opinion. Best team in the country. I just think, you know, they're an amazing team. I just wish the free throws weren't as big as a contributing factor to this game, because then we would have been in a better position and possibly won this game. Keyshawn Gilbert is starting to like separate himself from being the best player on our team. He's been so good. He's my favorite player to watch. Like when I went to the Iowa State game at Texas when we played Texas Tech at home.
Yeah.
He was absolutely Amazing.
Well,
as for the next couple weeks,
since we're not going to record, we're being for real this time. We're not going to come back until Thursday.
Yep.
You have two games this week. Thursday. You're going to go 2-0.
Okay. So I'm going to say humble. I'm going to say, like, we should go 1-1. We should definitely beat West Virginia. The Oklahoma game is a little trap game, in my opinion. But we're at home for this game, so we should go 2-1. But I think we'll go 1-1 at the very minimum. But for the sake of this, I think we're gonna go 1-1. Stay humble.
Nah, fuck it. I hope we get our revenge on a top 10 Iowa State team in Hilton Coliseum. Dude. Revenge for Buddy.
When y'all were number one.
You know what? I'm sorry, Stu, but I have no confidence. But if Oklahoma wins, I'm going to talk shit. Okay? It's just how it works. It's kind of like how when Iowa State had a bad football team, kind of like the Baker Mayfield year, you had no confidence they were going to win. And you said that multiple times. But then when they won, you talk shit.
I remember that because you blocked me on Snapchat and I wasn't even going to talk shit.
I don't know, dude. You were going to talk shit.
I was so hyped. Like...
I was just pissed. I threw my fucking phone against a wall. I was that fucking pissed.
Yeah.
That's a story for another time, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I think honestly we should go 2-0.
You should.
I think 1-1 is more likely, but it's at home, so I think we should go 2-0. I think we'll still be a top 10 team, assuming we beat West Virginia this week and on Saturday. Yeah. Oklahoma's a good team, though. They're kind of struggling a little bit right now. So.
Well, okay.
But they play good teams. They play good.
I have news.
Yep.
I wanted to.
Isn't this what you were talking about earlier?
Yes. There is a lot of speculation that Greg McDermott might be leaving Creighton this offseason. Porter Moser is a Creighton alumni. And he would be Creighton's number one target if Greg McDermott leaves for Arizona State or Ohio State, or he just up and retires. I said this is similar because, you know, Creighton did steal Greg McDermott as a head coach.
Yeah, shout out Iowa State coaches, dude. We beat Fred Hoiberg beat Purdue, who was number one earlier this season. Greg McDermott beat UConn last night, who was number one.
Yeah, this is I'm gonna go on a rant about this game.
All
right. Let's go to halftime here. We're at halftime, right? Right here. What should I do now? You had 34 points at halftime. And then you were like they made four goddamn baskets in the second half. Four field goals. Like I've never seen an offense just collapse the way it did. It was literally, we had every chance in the world to beat Kansas. Like, hold on. Let's go team stats. Can we go second half stats? I guess you can't. But you mean you shot 34%. They shot worse from three. I mean, we actually got more free throws in Kansas for the first time in forever. But, I mean, couldn't do anything with it. I think the key was here, we had an 11-point lead. We had an 11-point lead in Kansas at home early in the game. This was, I think, with 5 minutes left in the half. And then just completely blew it.
And you kind of got out-rebounded too.
Yeah, but we were missing a lot this game.
How did their bench play?
They didn't really play.
They have no bench. Like, their bench is awful. They probably have one of the better starting fives in the country.
And when we have to play whatever this clan check is from Houston Baptist, I mean, we were missing two of our key contributors. Rivaldo Soares got hurt in the Baylor game, which that's a game and a half. It's just often we don't have an offense. We literally don't have an offense right now. Our half, like I said, if you could stop us on the fast break, you're going to easily beat us.
Has McCollum been playing as good lately too?
He's
been playing as good of a as he started out, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
Yeah, but Kansas also had DeJuan Harris on him.
Yeah,
he wasn't gonna be better. He had 15 points.
Yeah,
He's been playing, but we don't have a big man. We did not have a big man to guard Hunter Dickinson.
What was his name? Makata Ka? Is that your boy? No, who is that? That
Akola Cole,
your boy.
He's not. He's 2024. He's not coming.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you got him coming in.
But if I don't think Mosier should leave. All these people that is on this team now, none of them can leave. Well, they can, but. I mean, none of them are going to be drafted.
Well, and BT, I'm going to call you out right now. I've seen you on Twitter. Kind of.
I mean, I want him to go too. But if I'm him, you would want to stay one more year.
You want to hear my thing on this? So if he was getting blown out every night by these Big 12 teams and losing to teams he shouldn't have, I think you'd have a case. But he's been like competitive against these the toughest conference in the league.
I mean,
Both times you've played Kansas, you lost to Texas Tech by 1 point.
1 point, and it's because we can't hit a free throw. We have no fucking offense whatsoever. You have had 3 seasons to get an offense.
You beat us at home. I mean, of course, you're at home.
Yeah.
Well, and we're a top 10 team in the country. I think Porter Mosier is in a good spot. It's just I think Oklahoma fans need to realize what he's doing.
Yeah, it's just frustrating because you had such a good start to the season. Your offense was humming, and then
fall apart. I kind of told you this earlier this year. That was non-conference play, and
You started conference play pretty strong too. I know you're not supposed to win on the road, and then you lost it. Ever since that Texas game, it's just fallen apart. The wheels have fallen off.
Yeah,
I mean it's not hard to beat Kansas State. Kansas State's not that good.
BYU was a good win though.
UCF, you should have won. There is no UCF.
Oklahoma State.
Only by 4. BYU was a good win, but that was for Toby Keith.
Yep.
So, and then this Baylor game was just completely, it was just awful. I mean, we couldn't stop none.
You know what's funny? He was an Iowa State commit. Decommitted.
Missy, we didn't have anybody that can guard a big man. Sora's played, but that he hurt his leg. He was bawling out. And all of a sudden, he just fucking lands wrong and hurts his leg. Of course.
Yeah.
Can I
have a hot take, okay? Jacoby Walter is overrated as fuck.
Okay. But, I mean, you play Iowa State, you have to win. You have to win at Oklahoma State. If you do not win at Oklahoma State, your season is in a spiral, and I don't think you're going to win the rest of the year.
I have to agree. And, your last two games,
you literally only.
I think you're still in a good position to make.
Yes, the tournament. You only need to win one to make the tournament. That is all you need.
Well, you also got the Big 12 tournament too.
So. Yeah, you just need to win one in the regular season, and you can.
You should definitely be Oklahoma State, but that's the Red River rivalry. So it's just
you could beat Cincinnati too. Yeah, no, it's Bedlam.
I'm stupid. That's
and
Texas.
You know how Oklahoma State is with the last time you get to play Oklahoma, you're gonna get their best game.
Yeah,
and let's see if Oklahoma State will they be coming off a loss or a win?
Win over. Oh, they're playing. Ooh,
ooh, they're competing at Cincinnati. Okay,
that's a tough place to play.
But, I mean, ideally, you just need to win one. You could beat Houston, maybe. Yeah. Help out the Cyclones.
Thank you. Well, and it's at home, okay. So it's more.
And it's our, and you can have your chance of beating the coach that basically killed your program.
Yeah. Didn't he? Isn't he?
He was doing. Let's just say he was doing NIL before you could do NIL.
Oh.
And then our program went into the mud after the Blake Griffin years until we got Buddy.
Yep.
And then Cincinnati, you should win too. You just go 1-1.
One.
You're at home against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You beat them on the road.
I just feel like if it's at Hilton, so I think it's going to be a lot tougher to win.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it also, it's college basketball. Anything can happen.
So, yeah. So, that will move us to
bracketology.
Let's see if there's a bracketology. I guess we're just have to go here.
All right. When was this updated?
Yesterday, 9 a.m. Eastern.
So, before... UConn got upset.
Yes. Yeah, UConn's going to be the top overall seed, but this was before they were upset. It's probably Houston at this point. Yep,
Houston. Who else got upset yesterday? Baylor got upset.
Yeah. So, any surprises here? Cincinnati's out. Nebraska's in. Ole Miss is sneaking in. Gonzaga's in. Gonzaga's back in.
I think they have to win their division or their conference to get in. But
yeah, like, it depends. Plus, all these seedings really does matter. Determine on.
Yeah, regardless, I don't think Gonzaga is going as far as they usually do.
Yeah,
they just don't have any talent.
They do not have South Dakota State as an automatic qualifier anymore. They have North Dakota.
Yeah, they're number one right now.
Okay. Nebraska, 10 seed in Charlotte. Iowa State, 3 seed in Pittsburgh, playing Vermont. Oh,
God.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be honest, though. On that side of the bracket, like,
this would be an upset pick. Easily upset pick, right?
Oh, here. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Indiana State fucking sucked last week.
So does Wisconsin.
Yeah. I've said all year Wisconsin's overrated.
So, I mean, I could also see an upset here. No offense.
Where?
Vermont is always plays tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the last time we played a 14 seed at PTSD?
Yeah. South Florida, that would be an upset. I would predict
this. I like South Florida. South Florida's been playing a good season.
Texas, Virginia, that would be this two complete opposite styles facing off against each other.
Yeah, I like that Ryan Dunn, Amos back.
Oh, yeah. And then you have Disu. Yeah, that would be like a good matchup. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, no. I can just imagine me coming on this podcast after Boise State hits a fucking game winner on us. Knowing our luck against Boise State. BYU, Texas A&M, that would be a good matchup. Creighton, UC Irvine.
Texas A&M also lost last night, though, to a quad three team. So
yeah, they might be out next. But Kansas and Eastern Washington, you get a rematch there. If you remember.
Dude, that's such a Duke-Kansas matchup
in the
Sweet 16.
Woo! Dude, maybe BYU can upset Duke.
Maybe.
I'm gonna have a lot of bias towards the Big 12 teams.
Oh, so well. I mean, I think you have to. They're the best fucking conference in the
league. Like, I could see a Final Four in this scenario. I could even see Oklahoma beating Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the least likely here. But I mean, you could see a Texas Tech in the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 here. Maybe then Texas Tech in Houston. I mean. That could be an Elite Eight matchup. Baylor and not Texas. Maybe Texas. I feel like Purdue is overrated. They have been struggling recently.
I don't know. It just depends. I think.
Well, I mean, they came off a loss to who they've lost to. They lost to. Didn't they lose to?
They lost to Nebraska. They lost to Rutgers.
They lost to Minnesota. And Minnesota's awful.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'm looking at that side of the bracket, though. There's really not a team that, like...
My Final Four pick here, I think I would... I feel like your Elite Eight here would be Iowa State, UConn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stu, to have to do this to you again. UConn,
go ahead there.
I feel like UConn would break Iowa State's best team's heart again.
Dude, don't even, you just reminded me of that.
Kansas, I feel like could be Kansas and Creighton here. Is that a rematch from last year?
I'd say Creighton and Kansas, yeah.
Didn't they play last year too?
I have no idea. BT was last year.
Okay.
I have Houston and...
I could see Bama. I feel like the winner would be Houston or Bama or Texas Tech here.
I'd say Houston and Bama with Houston winning.
I think Marquette's overrated again.
Yeah, they're playing very sloppy right now. And then this side, I think Purdue clear. I think Tennessee could get upset.
I could see San Diego State here too.
I could realistically see Nebraska upsetting Tennessee.
Nebraska in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
That'll be the best basketball Detroit will see all year.
Hey, was that in Omaha, the Iowa State one? No, Pittsburgh.
Dude, I'm telling you, if
Iowa State is in Omaha, I might get tickets.
Honestly, I might go with you,
and
buddy.
And then if we go and they lose, I might cry. Dude, I'm going to be a fucking meme.
Remember that video? In order for you to be in Omaha, you would have to be You oh wait, no, because 6'11" Baylor would be in Omaha, so you could be at 314 where Baylor's at. Yeah. All right. But that will move us on to our look ahead, right?
Our look ahead games of the week.
Look ahead games of the week. Oh god, what was my okay.
All right, hold on, I pull up NBA ESPN. Look ahead game of the week is the Suns and Lakers game on the 25th.
NBA scores. 25th. NBA's back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suns and Lakers. I don't even have to click. Oh, 2:30. My bad.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
What?
So you know how like girls playoffs are like right now, like the regionals?
Yeah.
BT, where did I go to school before Lewis Central?
Woodbine.
Guess what this score is right now?
What?
St. Albert 27, Woodbine 1.
Bruh.
And with 6 minutes left in the second quarter, that's wild. All right, yeah. So
Adrian Peterson just put out that.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. This is a very interesting game for me, BT. Mm-hmm. The Lakers are playing hot right now. Suns are also playing pretty good. I think the Lakers are going to ride the hot streak, honestly. Anthony Davis is playing good. Your offense is starting to really click. Did I see LeBron was out?
LeBron's out tomorrow.
Oh,
against the Warriors.
Yep. Okay. Well, this game, like, if LeBron is hurt and he doesn't play, then it's going to be the Suns. But I'm banking on LeBron being LeBron and playing a basketball game. So I think the Lakers are going to pull this out and win. What do you think, BT?
I think they could, but it's in Phoenix. They don't typically normally play well in Phoenix. I could see it if you have LeBron, but without LeBron, it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
I'll play devil's advocate with you. I'll go Phoenix here. I just don't have a lot of confidence in the Lakers to go into Phoenix and win.
Yeah.
All right. What was mine? I got to go load up mine real quick, guys. I think I chose Tuesday, not Wednesday, Tuesday. I thought I chose. Oh, my God. I didn't. Oh, yeah. This game right here. All right. I have the Mavericks Cavaliers. Luka kind of sold my parlay for the NBA All-Star game by not getting over 10 points. I need you to win here. I think the Western Conference is stacked, and I think this will show playing one of the better teams in the that could be a potential play-in team for the Mavericks playing against the top seed in the East, and I think
Yes, sir.
I think Luka's going to ball out.
You think Luka's going to ball out?
Luka's going to ball the out.
Say it right now.
And Kyrie's going to get his revenge.
Wooga Poplar?
What?
I'm just looking at stats.
Okay.
Penn State upset Illinois by 1 point.
Don't tell me that. Don't say that's the truth.
Taking that you had a parlay on him?
I think I might have been already eliminated, but let's see.
All right, so my college basketball look at game of the week is obviously the Houston Cougars versus Baylor Bears in a battle of a top 15 matchup. The best team in the country, Houston, playing at Baylor. Baylor is one of the better teams at home in the Big 12. I think they've only lost one or two games at the Big 12 at home. In my opinion, this is the best teams of defense. The best defensive team against a very good offensive shooting team. I think the only mismatch this game is Yavis Missy. I think he could have a very good game, but Houston also has a good power forward center combo. I got Houston this game. I could definitely see Baylor winning this game, BT. It being at home, and it helped Iowa State a shit ton, but I just think Houston is the best team in the country. Jamal Sheed is in conversation for win a player of the year. I think he's definitely in the conversation to win a Big 12 player of the year. So yeah, I think I got Houston winning this game by 5 to 10 points. What about you, BT?
So Stubby likes the Cougars here.
I do like the Cougars always.
I think it's just playing on the road in the Big 12 is not very good, especially when you're playing against a good team like Baylor. Mm-hmm. I feel like Houston gets upset here.
I could definitely see it, but I just think Houston is the best team in the country, BT. And
Baylor's a good team, huh?
They are. They are very good. So you got Baylor. Houston winning this game. So what's your look at game of the week?
I think mine is also on Saturday because it's the only good day that everybody plays. Ranked matchup in the SEC here. Alabama, Kentucky, the top 2 and 3, number 2 and 3 teams in the SEC behind Auburn. Alabama's riding. Well, wait a minute. They play Gonzaga. What? When did they play Gonzaga?
Last week or last week.
How?
I don't know. It was weird.
Okay, but Alabama is playing better down the stretch here. Both teams haven't really played in a week. They've had the week off. I think the thing about this game, it's in Rupp Arena, which is historically a really tough place to play for all college basketball teams. I'm going to go Kentucky here because they are the home team. When both
these
teams,
you just said that. Didn't Gonzaga beat them at Kentucky?
Yeah. But that's Gonzaga.
What do you mean that's Gonzaga? This is Bama.
Who's more of a national basketball power?
Bama.
Historically?
Gonzaga, but they don't have it one.
Boom. What team has more 5-stars?
Bama. I don't think Gonzaga has shit this year. Well, I can't name you one player on Gonzaga.
I think Kentucky bounces back at home and they beat the Crimson Tide because fuck Alabama.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same thing. I like Kentucky. Even though Alabama got Grant Nelson.
Take it away. It's your favorite time.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for Locks of the Week. Last week, I went 4-2, and BT went 5-1. So he won for the very first time in what, like 5 weeks?
That's been a while, man.
It's been a while. He's still 11 games under me, though. We're closing in. A couple more weeks, and I'll be at 100 wins, hopefully.
Maybe I might hit it first.
Yeah.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch, buddy.
I got a plan, BT. I got a plan. All right, BT, you won. So you go first, Home Slice.
All right. Well, I have all three of my college basketball games being played right now, okay? My first one, I have I guess that is just about to start. I have Marquette over DePaul. Obviously, DePaul is just not a good basketball team.
Yeah, probably the worst college basketball team in the country.
Of all time. My next one, I have Eastern Tennessee State over VMI, and that is currently right now with 3 minutes left to go in the second half. Eastern Tennessee State's winning 80-64, so that's going to be a chalk up a win. And then my last lock of the week for college basketball, I have Indiana over Nebraska.
That's tonight too, right? Yeah.
And right now, Nebraska is winning 16-11 with 14:08 left to play. And like we said, we went back to the 33 format. So for my NBA, all my NBA games are tomorrow. They can't be on the same day because there's no NBA games today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Kings over the Spurs. Spurs just are tanking. You can tell they want Nikola Topic.
I want Nikola Topic. I want Alexander Sarr.
Speaking of the Pacers, I have the Pacers over the Pistons tomorrow.
Sorry, God, if you jinx them, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
If they lose to the Pistons, I'm going to make the fuck out of your team.
You're so funny, dude.
And then my upset, don't say it's not crazy, because the Mavericks are favored over the Suns. And I'm taking the Suns to beat the Mavericks.
Yeah. All right. So for my college basketball locks of the week, one of them is being played right now. It is Indiana State over Valparaiso.
Just say Valpo.
Valparaiso. I don't fucking know how to say it. They're currently winning 45-37 at halftime. My second college basketball lock of the week is Norfolk State over Coppin State. Got to have those HBCU colleges represent. Coppin State's pretty ass. Norfolk State, I think Iowa State played them earlier this season. So, a little homage to Norfolk State there. And then my underdog pick is I got USF, University of Southern Florida, over BT's favorite Texas school.
Rice?
No.
Texas San Antonio?
No.
SMU?
Yeah.
Southern Methodist, the Ponies.
Yep, I got USF over SMU on the 25th. Also, the Coppin State-Norfolk State game is the 24th. My NBA locks of the week, I got the Knicks over the Pistons on the 26th. Pistons are poverty franchise. Knicks are have one of the more exciting.
Unhealthy?
Unhealthy? What?
Is Brunson, is Randall back for him?
No, but they've been winning without him, so I ain't worried. It's the Pistons. And then I got the Nuggets over the Wizards on the 22nd, so tomorrow. Pretty self-explanatory. And then my underdog pick, I got the – oh, fuck. I can't double down on the Knicks.
Can as long as it's not the same game. Oh, wait, no, you can't. We just established this rule.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can't. Right. You can't.
Keep talking about the games, BT. Or say something.
Shout out – Oklahoma State is beating Cincinnati right now by three with 1 minute left.
Okay.
Alabama and Florida are tied at 77 with 4 minutes to go. George Mason
is beating Dayton.
Yeah, right? 61-58 with 3:45 left. Shout out Drake University for beating Belmont right now. Nebraska is beating Indiana 22-11. Not a good look. Georgia's beating Vanderbilt 22-9. Let's see what else has happened. Chattanooga beat Wofford. Holy Cross beat Bucknell.
All right, I got my locks.
Okay.
I got Clippers over Thunder tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that is. Yep. Fuck, I didn't want you to see that.
Yeah.
Actually, to be fair, that didn't work last time I did it because they lost to the Warriors.
But yeah,
that was such a heartbreaker too, because last week I would have went 6-0 if Steph Curry doesn't hit that game winner.
Yeah. It happens. But yeah, that has been episode 22 of
Sports Talk with BT and Subi. Make
sure you like. I have been lacking on social media, so I am
sorry. Yeah, they're up. They're up. Sorry, I've been lacking too. I just posted them.
Yeah. yeah, I've been lacking, so I will put up a post on Instagram. Our YouTube video is a little behind.
Yeah, that's on me. But you know, I have it up. I've been working on trying to get it uploaded to the Spotify.
We'll get it done.
Don't worry about it.
It's been a couple weeks,
people. Stressful weeks. I have
finals. We just turned 21. We're enjoying life.
Yeah, I have finals in 2 weeks.
I got spring break in like 3.
I probably have spring break in 3 too.
But yeah.
No, 2 weeks.
So you know, like and comment on YouTube. Subscribe.
So we are getting closer. We're about a couple weeks away. We will, like we said before, we will be live on Selection Sunday. Right, Stoof? At least one of us will be live on Selection Sunday. Yeah.
More than likely, it'd definitely be BT.
Yeah, I will be live.
It just depends on when I come home that Sunday, because I have classes that Monday.
Well, maybe you just do it.
Then, and we will also be doing a bracket tournament.
So maybe if Stuvie's here, or we might not go live for the event, but we might go live looking at the bracket.
Yep.
Analyzing.
We definitely do that.
Analyzing matchups, but we won't reveal our picks.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we won't.
Maybe not.
BT, but there will be a bracket. Did you win last year?
I did. I think I've won the last like 2 years.
I think you won last year. The year before that we didn't count it because you had two brackets.
Okay, fair. So, but
I don't remember who it was. 2 years ago was a blur.
Yeah, that was a crazy bracket. I don't even remember who won the championship 2 years ago.
When was that? 2022? Wasn't that Kansas?
No, that was last year.
No. Who won last year? Last year was UConn.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, then it was Kansas.
Yeah.
And then it was Baylor.
Yeah. Wait, no, Baylor was 2020, wasn't they?
Who won in 2021?
Oh, wait, no, because there was no 2020, so 2021 is right. Because that's...
Yeah.
Because that championship game was played on my orientation day at Home Depot.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars when you eventually get this on Spotify. Hopefully, I'll have it uploaded by tomorrow.
Yep. We will be live next Thursday.
Next Thursday. One of us will be really happy and or sad after the Oklahoma-Iowa State game. One of the two. Or one will probably be modest, knew it was going to happen, or one will be very sad.
Yeah, I'll be sad no matter what.
What? No matter what?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so well, on that negative note, we will end the stream. And we will be back next Thursday.
Yep. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, y'all, for watching.